With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden says it's self-evident that Donald Trump is an insurrectionist for trying to overturn his 2020 election loss. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After the Colorado Supreme Court cited the Constitution's insurrection clause in kicking the former president off the primary ballot, President Biden told reporters that there's no question Trump supported an insurrection. He said the former president seems to be doubling down on it. But Mr. Biden stopped short of commenting on the legal case. Whether the 14th Amendment applies or not, he said, we'll let the court make that decision. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Some legal experts are weighing in. Heritage Foundation's senior legal fellow Hans von Spakovsky tells the Salem Radio Network this is a bad ruling for all voters.
They're taking away your right to decide whether or not to vote for a candidate for president. And you should have the ability to do that, even if it's to vote against him.
The Colorado Supreme Court acknowledged that it's on untrodden legal ground, and the U.S. Supreme Court is likely to have the final word. The U.N. Security Council has again postponed a vote calling for a new ceasefire in Gaza. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. wants to see the Security Council's resolution wording changed.
It's important for us, if the Security Council is going to speak on this, that there's a condemnation of Hamas and what they did on the 7th of October. There's a recognition of the need for Israel to be able to defend itself. And there's, of course, significant commitment by all members on getting humanitarian assistance into the people of Gaza.
The vote has been delayed until tomorrow. A rough day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 475 points. The Nasdaq dropped 225, with the S&P 500 index lower by 70. This is SRN News. A milestone for a prominent Christian ministry, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Prison Fellowship's international flagship in-prison program, The Prisoner's Journey, has reached its 10-year anniversary. The program, launched in South Africa and Nigeria in 2014, now runs in 35 countries across six continents. BFI spokesman Andrew Corley says, quote, many prisoners want to change, but they don't know how. The gospel message and hope that they discover through the program often results in transformation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A former candidate who ran unsuccessfully for the Mississippi House of Representatives is accused of destroying a satanic temple display inside the Iowa Capitol in Des Moines. The display is permitted by rules that govern religious installations inside the Capitol, but has drawn criticism from many conservatives. Michael Cassidy of Lauderdale, Mississippi, is charged with fourth-degree criminal mischief. This is SRN News. The market rally that we've seen for the past several weeks, well, it all came crashing down today. We hear on the dismal effects from correspondent Paul Harloff reporting from New York.
Wall Street had its worst day in almost 2 months as stocks pulled back from a recent rally. The S&P 500 fell 1.5% Wednesday. Some market analysts had been warning that the index's double-digit gain since late October was overdone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 475 points, or 1.3%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 1.5% and snapped a nine-day winning streak. FedEx had its biggest loss of the year, nearly 12%, after reporting disappointing earnings for the latest quarter. General Mills fell about 3.5% after reporting weaker sales of pet and breakfast foods for the second quarter. Paul Harloff, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.